everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Today I've eaten the black pill of victory. I've realized that we've won. Our discourse that we've been pushing for is now making it to the Donald Trump Jr. of this world. We can see contradictions in the mainstream silence over race, and they're ridiculing themselves. But at the same time, it's a black pill because it's a victory. And we see, for example, that Nick Fuentes' campaign is working. He is changing Trump. So it's, you can't wish for more victory than this. Much of the points that we made about race years ago, that we sacrificed our lives for, really, they are now mainstream in a disguised form. You know, it all comes in this whole metaphor of supposed Asian migrant that would be cooking cats. And it's not clear if the cats actually have been cooked, if it was a rumor. No matter the depth of investigation that they deploy on this, we never get down to the truth of, was there actually a Haitian migrant eating a cat or not? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because at this point, people have gotten the general lesson. The general lesson is, does it make sense at all to invite people from third world, from third world genetics, into our nations? And even the mainstream kind of agrees in silence that no, it doesn't make sense. That no, you couldn't invite 100 million sub-Saharan Africans and keep the nation in the state that it is. And it's the reason it's a black pill is all we get to brag about and all we get to enjoy is, I told you so, you fucking retards. You've spent the last 8 years denying this. You spent the last 8 years writing hit pieces, trying to cancel us, trying to silence us. You tried everything. You've had people ruin their lives, lose their life, their livelihood, sacrifice their family, sacrifice their finances. All of this for something that you end up admitting. Or that we can see that you're admitting it through what you're saying. We have Donald Trump Jr. saying today, invite the third world. Become the third world. I'm not racist, but... And now the but is basically an alt-right talking point. And I'm like, what the fuck? So we did all this work for this, and now we can... Why is it that there are still hit pieces about me? I got these hit pieces written about me because I was defending this ID that now is mainstream. Are you going to cancel the hit pieces? No. So it's like you'd never get reimbursed for all this, for this service to fucking society. It's always a pain in the ass to teach anything to these retards. And once it's taught, all you get to brag about is you succeeded. All you get to brag about is I told you so. Rodita Sid says, the way it's working now is you get one, maybe two people of working age and obtain an extra three or four people who are non-productive and draining the system when they also import grandma, grandpa, aunts, and uncles. Oh yeah, there's no way. There's no way immigration as a whole is... a net plus. There's just no way. Cannot be. There's no calculation under which it makes sense. It is just there because there's a constant attack on white people. And we see today, I mean, we'll get to it, but we see Sneeko talking about this and basically showing himself to be what you would expect from a Jew. And it boils down to this. Sneeko is Jewish. And so it's, you can put them in the Muslim religion. You can have him hang out with Nick Fuentes. It's still going to end up with Jewry in the end. Richard Spencer is kind of enjoying the black pill of victory himself. He says, conservatives are terrified of saying flatly, Haitians are not part of the American nation and the American story. They thus delve into inane and insane theories of pet eating, which are ironically more bombastic and vicious than "you don't belong here." This is fascinating. Because we're at this point where the people who say "I'm not racist" in every other sentence they pronounce, those very people are now inventing fake news stories that are more rude, that are more racially sensitive than just saying, "Hey, we're not a black nation, so thank you for your application, but bye bye." they're making up stories about pets being eaten. We're not even sure it's a made up story. Could be true, could be not true, but it would be so easier if instead of walking around the pot and trying to say, "I'm not racist, but," if people just said, "Yeah, races exist and it matters." Now, Sneeko is revealing himself extremely weak on various things. We'll get to this. But first, Lil Tay is in the hospital after an open heart surgery. Lil Tay, the youngest flexer, she had faked her death 1 year ago. So you could think, well, maybe she's faking it again, but I don't know. It looks realistic. It looks like she's in an hospital. So she would have had open heart surgery. This mixed Canadian, half Asian, partly white girl has had heart surgery because of a tumor in her heart. She's still kind of asleep, but she is alive. So people will remember Lil Tay when I covered her fake death. She is a flexer, a rapper, a pop singer, Canadian pop singer.
You already know what it is. Lil Tay, the youngest flexer of the century. I'm only 9 years old, but I'm richer than all y'all broke-ass haters. This beam I'm pitching, it's bigger than your whole entire living room, and I got four more houses. Y'all haters are already older than me, but y'all still talking shit. I'm a 9-year-old millionaire, and I be smoking dope, bitch. Shut your mouth before I smack you, auntie. Lil Tay out here balling in the IA. I dropped 200 racks on this car, and I'm only 9 years old. I got the keys to this car. See this? These are butterfly wings. Y'all haven't seen this car in your lives. I've been driving this around the Beverly Hills area, and I'm only 9 years old. I got no license, but I ain't ever gonna get no license. Lil Tay just got verified. Y'all all said I wouldn't make it, but bitch, look, I'm verified now. Lil Tay, the youngest flex of the century. Bitch, I just got verified.
So here she is. She appears to be putting a cake in the face of her dad. Eventually, she grew out of her flexing face, and now she's something like maybe 16 at this point. Her last music from last year was "Sucker for Green." I walked in a party. Now, at this point, it's like, it's at the limit between porn and pop stars and child porn. But it's what pop music is when you think from back in the days of the Spice Girls. They've been doing this forever. I mean, I hope that she doesn't die from her heart tumor. I was looking at the girlfriend of Ethan Klein. Holy fuck. This to me this to me illustrates the situation that the Jews are in, that the Ashkenazi Jews are in. I mean, they are basically the Ashkenazi Jews are basically European males that have dated so much between North Africa and the Middle East and Europe that they look like Arabs. They look basically undistinguishable from Arabs, extremely dark, deep eyes, you know, and I wouldn't want to be stuck in their situation. It makes you have some degree of sympathy for the Jews, the male Jews. They are stuck with women who are not super beautiful. Ethan Klein of AA production should be at the top of the world. Like, he's not really. In terms of the woman he has to date, he is in a very restricted pool. But that is what happens when you date within the Jewish pool. And then says, for every Scarlett Johansson, you get 1,000. Exactly. Exactly. You have to be lucky to get the beautiful Jewish woman. Here's another Jewish woman to whom I said, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. This woman is basically, well, she has a Jewish star right here, so you can see where it comes from. She's basically frustrated that the arrival of Laura Loomer and Nick Fuentes as having some sort of impact onto Trump. It means that the far right is back in the control of the Republican Party, and that it's ruining her campaign that she had planned to be so inclusive, and there were so many black people. And the way she says, we had so many black people that were about to vote for the Republicans, but now it's all lost. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up. There were no black people about to vote Republicans. It's like, you want us to abandon 65% of the US population, whites, to get some of your black votes that you've planned to get? Shut the fuck up.
How dare they squander the record numbers of black men who are planning to vote for Trump? How dare you squander that? How dare you offend those people?
Well, fuck those people. We don't care about offending them. They're just not a big enough voting base for it to be worth it. Their cost is too high. The cost of a black vote to a right-wing voice is just too high. You lose more votes on the white side just by getting them in than you get in.
Who woke up and fought for themselves and for their families and were willing to say...
Well, good news for them. In a right-wing state that successfully votes for a right-wing... future Republican Party, they will benefit from the environment that will get richer, and it will impact black people positively. They don't even have to vote for it. They will benefit from the windfall.
To, you know, the vast majority of their community, I know what's right for my family. I mean, the outrage. It's the equivalent of the Democrats abandoning labor to cater to the college-educated elite.
So this is who was in charge of the Trump campaign. They are pissed that Trump is saying, hey, we're losing with you guys. Something is wrong here. And Trump is opening his heart to the Nick Fuentes and the internet personalities of this world. And she can't take it. It ruined her whole plan of having a diversified Jewish-Black Republican Party. Sorry, the blacks and the Jews are not big enough proportions of the population to matter. That's why you were losing.
It is outrageous, and I do not forgive them for that, because it was such an achievement to get the majority of Hispanic voters voting for you, to have the majority of Hispanic voters saying, we're not on...
Well, if the Hispanic are still right-wing, they will still vote for Republican Party. You didn't do this with your little collar here.
On the side of these illegal immigrants, we're on the side of our communities and our families and this great nation.
Okay, so if you're not on the side of the illegal immigrants, what does it matter that Trump is dunking on the illegal immigrants.
That we belong to. That is what the MAGA movement is. And anybody who...
Unbelievable. The chutzpah here is unbelievable. She thinks she can define what the MAGA movement is. When did you join the MAGA movement? I've never heard of you. Emily Yashinsky. When did you join the MAGA movement? Do you have hats from the 2016 era? Do you have Make America Great Again hats from 2016? You don't. So you made up a subversion of the MAGA movement, and you think it's the movement. You think you can define it. They're getting mixed up in their layers of subversion, really. She's mixed up. Lumpant Prince sends a super chat of $6.66. The devil. He says, the church altered the Jewish scriptures in order to persuade potential converts that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. Christian translators manipulated, misquoted, mistranslated, and even fabricated verses in the Hebrew scriptures so that these texts appear to be speaking about Jesus, according to Tovia S. I'm interested about this. I think it could be possible that when you read the Ancient Testament and you compare from Christian sources to Jewish sources, it wouldn't be surprising if the Ancient Testament had been written with a more long-term view on its consequences onto the New Testament by the Christians. Totally possible. Possible that it could be, bias and personal bias because, okay, you know you're about to tell the story of Jesus. So when you reread those Ancient Testament and you translate it, of course you come with a bias and you may be... You may be phrasing stuff in a way that you know what's to come. NN says, one more observation for my Jew log. Yes, that has been reused as a meme on Twitter by iHypocrite and others. I quite enjoy seeing this clip of me.
Who is doing anything to turn those people off?
Can you imagine that this is the kind of fucking crazy witch that was heading and cheering for the current state of the Trump campaign? These emotional witches. That's who Trump was trusting.
Shame on you. You have misunderstood the massive achievement of Donald Trump and Steve Bannon and other leaders who saw the opportunity to unite the working class.
But what about uniting the right and uniting white people? Because they've not been united in your current definition of unity. So they're still 65% of the population. We haven't heard a single thing for them yet. And it's always black people and Hispanics, black people and Hispanics. When do we get to hear white people? When do we get to hear Trump say it? If you're going to talk about unity.
Around class lines rather than the division along racial lines that the Democrats are always feeding us.
Oh, and now talking about race and thinking about race is always a Democrat thing. Democrats are the real racists. This is this kind of crew. Absolutely ludicrous. I'm so happy that these people have been put aside by Trump. Now, I'm not sure yet that Trump is headed toward really fixing his campaign, so I'm not going to fully declare victory on this, but it's in the right direction if this kind of girl gets pissed off. Rodina Sid says she wants to unite the white people under her Jewish leadership. Where did I see this before? I mean, she doesn't even want white people. She wants white people to be not mentioned. And she's taking issue with the fact that they may begin to be mentioned under the current Trump administration. 15 years ago, Yay gave us one of the most magical moments of the MTV, is it Grammy or whatever, awards.
Music, so thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
VMA award.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
This is where you see the kind of genius artist, not unfit. The social unfitness of Ye ultimately came to be publicly known at that moment. And it went downhill from there. Downhill in the most beautiful way. Enon says, the age so well considering how annoying Taylor has become. Oh yes, it's fascinating to look back at this 15 years ago and consider the current state of Ye and Taylor at this point. Andrew Wilson was saying about Sneeko, gotta hand it to Sneeko. In the span of a single month, he has proven unequivocally my statement that Islam isn't compatible with Christian nations and the West. I'm very happy we can all now move past this bullshit Islam-Christian alliance, which cannot exist and never could. Sneeko was saying that in order to save America, the only solution is to Islamize Christianity. What a fucking delusion.
There's no other solution. We tried other things. Red pill doesn't work. Let's be real. Red pill is necessary for a lot of people, but red pill is not the solution to the problems in America. It's not.
Well, red pill is about knowing the truth. So the truth is not always a solution to everything, but it's a beginning. Any solution will require understanding the state of the truth, and therefore red pill will always be a necessary component of a social plan.
I've told Myron this. What's the other alternative? If it's Christianity right now, the majority of politicians, they believe in Judeo-Christian values, and that makes no sense. That's what Protestantism is. Judeo-Christian values doesn't work. So you need.
Well, it's not because it doesn't work now that it cannot get fixed. There are evolutionary processes at play. Right now, if you're a Christian and you're a little too open to the toxic aspects of modern culture, you get punished evolutionarily. You don't get babies, or perhaps you get babies and they become trans. And so you disappear slowly from the gene pool. So it's not because the Christianity of today is too weak that the Christianity of tomorrow is just as weak. You just have to let time do its effect. And in the end, time and natural selection are always right. So don't make the error of thinking, well, the current Christianity that I see doesn't work. Maybe it's not enough, but the Christianity of tomorrow is already a little different from the Christianity of today. And in the end, those people who make babies always win, no matter how they got there. And they will get there probably through a modified philosophy, probably to one of the branches of Christianity will outbreed the others and will end up with more conservative people in the future than in the past.
You need some solution. The only viable solution I see is the values of Islam, but you guys won't be able to do that because you think it's a sand religion, so you need to adopt it and convert it to Christianity.
Absolutely ludicrous, but it's what they think. They have a kind of imperialistic view of the world where, oh, it's a matter of time before we convince and convert anyone. You're going to be faced with huge problems because up to now, Sneeko, the state of the Muslim religion has spread because it was a good tool for domination and domination in low development, low IQ areas of the world. So if you're fighting for a piece of desert, the Muslim religion as it stands is a good warrior tool. And in fact, most of the time what it will lead you to eradicate are other Muslims, basically, that were equally competing for this patch of dirt. The problem with this authoritarian religion is that it is unfit to an advanced society like white civilization because it puts the question of quality at the very bottom. There is no quality standard in the Muslim society in terms of intelligence, in terms of productivity. There is no selection happening on the question of productivity, economic productivity. Rodil Asad says, at least the Muslims won't eat the dogs. They think dogs are unclean. Well, we got this problem solved. But we still have a problem that under an authoritarian regime as those under Islam, you are basically in a race for baby making, in a race for demographic filling of your nation, but filling without any factor of quality. What white civilization has accomplished is it has put side by side with its religion, it has put the free market of production, employment, and realizations. This free market allows a form of evolution that selects for quality, that selects for demand, and that leads people to come to be proficient and extremely efficient at producing so much things for others that they end up getting selected for their productivity. Now, the Muslim religion, as it stands, is incapable because too authoritarian. Anything in a Muslim nation becomes ultimately controlled by central authority, and the free market crumbles. So you end up having nations that, if they can display any wealth, it will be like Saudi Arabia. It will be wealth acquired from central means, like the sale of resources to the outside. And this money will just trickle down onto an unfiltered low IQ population that cannot do anything creative with it. This is why you end up having these beautiful, you know, large skyscraper hotels. But why would you go there? Like, are you going to manufacture something? No, we're just going to give all to people on the outside. Money flows inside, trickles down onto our population, and gets used in useless, consumed ways by the bottom. The trickling down of this money in Muslim civilization is not paired with a productive process of employment and a free market and creation, therefore, and capitalism. Therefore, the Muslim religion as it stands is incompatible with success of a nation unless you get a huge amount of inflow from free money from oil. But eventually that oil will expire too. Eventually you'll drain all of it. Shamrock Shake says, does valuing quality over quantity result in our downfall like the Spartans? Well, to a certain extent, yes, it has to. And I would totally, yes, that's the right. I was thinking about this parallel today. I was thinking about 300. And 300 is really, it's really the white Mediterranean versus the flow of browns that comes to us. I mean, it is such a, it's both a historical story being told, but also doubles as a metaphor for the current state of the world. It's amazing. And in a way, yes, concerns over quality will always mean that you will be outcompeted by the bottom, outbreeded, out-immigrated, out everything. And eventually, if it boils down to numbers, you will always lose that race. Which is why I believe that the white people future is always in flight. We're always going to have to escape to further and further areas to protect ourselves from the incoming hordes. But no, the solution is not Islam.
So,
and now, what we can import from Islam is their solution to the woman question. That is definitely an element that we have to import.
It's going to work if you believe that if whites believe they're the supreme race. It's not going to work because that just destroys the whole idea of having a religious government immediately because there's no basis for it.
Well, whites don't have to ask for your permission to consider themselves the race that is the most desirable. In fact, they only have to desire it among themselves and form dating behaviors around themselves, which already exist anyway. you know, dating preference from within the race, exclude those people who race mix and say, all right, you want to race mix, go ahead, but your children will be mixed and we will not consider them white. And so no one has to ask your permission, Sneeko, to decide whether white people prefer themselves among each other. And the day they prefer themselves enough to live among each other, the day they realize that the factual reality is such that it's better for them to be among each other, that day it's a matter of reconcentration, of selecting a place where we're headed. And yeah, we just hope that you will let us be free, because we will be headed toward a territory where you're not present at all. And we will choose a northern region where basically we will not affect you in any way. All we ask for is to be left in peace. Dino Lugovic says, no, you cannot just be left in peace. That's exactly what he's saying. Same thing that the CV girl had told us. I said, what if white people just want to get in their car? You can take our bank account. You can take whatever you want. We're leaving our driver's license behind. We're leaving our houses to you guys, but just leave us alone. Can we just be left alone anywhere we go? And she had said, no, because you're carrying your privilege with you. At this point, there is no difference between this leftist position and basically white people are slaves. You believe that white people are slaves and that you're entitled to everything they'll ever do, even in the future. So you believe that white people are slaves. We believe, to the contrary, that they should be free.
And if all the people that are getting really upset, I think I proved that your real religion is whiteness. It's not Christianity.
Well, you know, this is as Nick Fuentes was rightfully pointing out recently on a stream, this is a false dichotomy. There has never been a contradiction between what Christians were doing in the name of their nations and race and Christianity. You know, Nick Fuentes was saying mockingly, did anyone ever tell Charles Martel that he shouldn't defend against the hordes of Muslims? That it wasn't Christian to do so. Did anyone ever tell the Crusaders that they shouldn't crusade because it was not Christianity? It was white supremacy to do so. No, Christianity has always existed in alongside political realities that were calling at times for invasion, protection, self-defense, violence, and political organization. At no point has there been anyone claiming, like you claim today, that, like, that's a modern argument. It's such a modern argument when you think about it. It's so modern, it's basically Marxism, it's wokeness. Only a woke mind could come up with this idea that, well, if you consider that you're white, you can't be Christian. First, who is this coming from? Coming from a guy who comes from a half-Jewish, half-maybe North African Muslim and dad and a Filipinos woman, and who is currently a Muslim, subscribes to the Muslim faith. It is this guy telling us what whites can and can't do in religious matters. This is ridiculous, and we have to just discard it at this point and say, no, you're deluded because you spent too much time in the desert. Now, this is the victory I'm talking about. Donald Trump Jr. says that Haitian migrants shouldn't be let into America on behalf of their low IQ. What else do you want in terms of a cultural victory? The Trump campaign is in scramble. They're getting nervous. And at this point, they're just dropping alt-right talking points on the Charlie Kirk show. I mean, look at this. I'm going to remove my camera here. The Charlie Kirk show. Real America voice. What you heard on the public space 8 years ago. Now you can hear it from Charlie Kirk and Donald Trump. On Rumble. Only on Rumble.
They have to show it. They have to share it. They have to get these messages out there. If you see it, report it. Because no one else is going to do that if we don't do it ourselves, Charlie. It's disgusting, and it should not be happening in America. It shouldn't be happening anywhere else in the civilized world, but that's the reality. Okay? You look at Haiti, you look at the demographic makeup, you look at the average.
Now, this is so key. Wow. Did he just say this? You look at the demographic makeup. Well, wait a minute. You're not racist, right?
I'm not racist. Look at the demographic makeup of my friend group. I'm not racist.
If you look at the demographic makeup and you conclude, well, okay, we're going to try to reduce cat barbecuing by looking at the demographic makeup. How do you do this without being racist? This is our whole point. This is where you know you've won. Because the whole point is you have to be a little racist to do this. To say, you just look at the demographic makeup and you can tell who's going to eat barbecued cats. That's a little racist, Donald Trump Jr. Can't you just admit it? It's a little racist.
IQ, if you import the third world into your country, you are going to become the third world. You look at the demographic makeup, you look at the average IQ.
You look at the average IQ. Donald J. Trump Jr. has been consuming alt-right content because when we talk about average IQ, we're talking about the maps that we were discussing in 2016, 17, 18. So you can now look at those maps, conclude that there's cat barbecuing happening in Haiti, and just look at the demographic makeups and you're going to find some clue. Now, what is that clue, Donald Trump? Tell us about the demographic makeup. Let's ask ChatGPT. Here, ChatGPT, how does one detect cat barbecuing while only knowing the demographic makeup? How does that work?
If you import the third world into your country, you are going to become the third world. That's just basic. Like, it's not racist. That's just...
Unbelievable. This guy is dropping alt-right talking points by us. And he's adding to it. It's not racist. Well, what about me, Donald Trump Jr.? I've been kind of smeared as a racist for saying exactly this for many years. So when is it that Papa JF gets a ceremony where Donald Trump Jr., you know, blesses me with some, I don't know, some powder that he could throw onto me or maybe a sword and says, Papa JF, you were right. Sorry you got called racist. You were just talking about the truth. And now the truth, now we're in 2024, the truth is not racist anymore. I feel I'm never going to get that ceremony. I feel I'm going to die. These people are going to let me die without acknowledging. This is the black pill of victory. It's that you have to bring your joy with you into the tomb. And there's never a celebration of it. I wanted a party. Shamrock Shake says, the destruction of the English language is something I have noticed. People in professional spaces using poor grammar is so common. It's off-putting. Exactly. And here, racism is a word of war. It's a word that there's been so much pressure on it that you can now see the cognitive dissonance. It's like, if what you just said, Donald Trump Jr., is not racist, then nothing is racist. Literally. Like, you just said, I'm going to look at the demographic makeup, link to the average IQ of the country, and then I'm going to conclude, well, let's not import these people because they're going to barbecue cats at this IQ. I just wish that people were saying, all right, we're a little bit racist, Jeff. We're a little bit racist, and it's okay. Like, I wish that there was someone on Twitter today was joking. He was saying race realism isn't racist at all. I have a lot of low IQ friends. It's like, at this point, what does this denial mean anymore? Don't you realize as you speak it that you're speaking crap? You have to. You have to realize that you're speaking crap as you say it's not racist.
From the third world. That's just basic. Like, it's not racist. That's just fact.
It's not racist. It's just fact. Well, that's what I wanted to get into. For years, I've been bringing this on the public space. Can we start talking about whether facts can be racist? Because racism started as being defined as a prejudice, a non-factual, wrong prejudice. And eventually, with the left working its way onto this, word, just slowly but surely, they have gained this word and they have dominated it so much that we don't know anymore at this point if stating a truth is racist. And in fact, they want to entertain this blurry, this blurred concept. The more blurred it is, the more shame you will have as you state these things on Charlie Kirk. The more blurred it is, the more you don't know if you're going to get caught out by the next hit piece campaign. That is the black pill of victory. The realization that, okay, we won this guy. We won this guy, and he may be the next president of the U.S. I mean, after Kamala or Trump, he may very well be the next Republican candidate, as far as I know. But that's all you get. That's all you get as an intellectual. You can die knowing that you were right. It's a good feeling. I won't deny it. Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. We also got a donation from Western Kind United. A pregnant male emoji. Males can be pregnant as long as they have vaginas. Thank you, Western Kind Male, for the pregnant male emoji. It makes us dream of a future in which we can have pregnant males and perhaps even not have to deal with women at all. Although, in my situation, even if I could get pregnant, I would choose to be with my girlfriend because she's awesome. She has been making life so awesome. It is so awesome to know that she is there. So much love between us, let me tell you. I would choose her against the artificial uterus in which you can grow 10,000 babies. Shring Mamel sends a super chat. He says, JF is the ultimate white pill, the coming industrial collapse in the West from the changing demographics. I mean, it's going to come. We already see the crisis of competency. So we can enjoy this, but it's going to be slow enjoyment and kind of, there's going to be a black pill to it too, which is, yeah, you know what? Our entire societies will crumble, and it won't happen in a single moment that you can celebrate or that you can cry about it. It's just gonna be, it's just gonna be the whole entropy just clawing, just making your life harder and harder until you just want to be isolated in a shack and not interact with society whenever you can avoid. Ty says, so celebrate the collapse today. Yeah, I guess that we could celebrate today. Master Slave says, how many people think that JF's girlfriend is fake? Let me tell you, sometimes she is just in front of me. And she is of such beauty and grace and kindness that sometimes even I think that she may be fake. Sometimes even I am like, there's something wrong that the universe graced me with a being of such intelligence and such kindness. So you ask who thinks she is fake. I think she is fake sometimes. But then I shake myself up back into reality and I'm like, no, JF, You can't become psychotic at 40 years old out of nowhere. You must trust your senses. She is there. She is displaying these behaviors. John Drake says, imagine if JF was deluded. Well, I don't think I'm deluded. I mean, you could ask, I guess, the Canadian police. Because when she came, when I first started spending time with my girlfriend, the Canadian police came to knock at my door. And they were like, can we speak to your girlfriend, JF? So I guess that's proof that she's not a delusion in my mind. You know, that there were third parties that have spoken to her. So, you know, the Canadian police is checking my sperm from a distance, you know, because my sperm is illegal in many states, many provinces. I'm basically a close subject to monitoring by the Canadian and US state. And when I get a new girlfriend, they always come to try to break up my couple. But of course, with a girlfriend that is high loyalty, there's nothing that they can say that will make her run away. But you know, in my life, that's one of the big things that keeps me from being able to date a normie. It's that they will come and scare the normie out of my life. So I need a very special type of girlfriend who understands my job and who understands why I do it and who understand that there's going to be all these attacks on my life and that they're going to come and try to convince her to run away from me. And maybe even, you know, sometimes people like me, you've seen it in the case of Julian Assange, you're going to have agents trying to convince their entourage of making false allegations about them. We've seen the same thing with Michael Jackson, apparently. So that requires some toughness. James says, does JF have a totem to check if he is in reality or not? Yes, let me turn my totem here. Yes, I'm in reality. So I'm not in an inception. Ty says, the camera zooms out. JF is in a padded room rocking back and forth chanting, my girlfriend! Master Slave says, it's like that mannequin movie where the mannequin comes alive in JF's mind. So there's more research that's been done about the freaking cats. And has there been Haitian migrants that have killed cats? And even despite the depth of research, we had fact check that say no. We still don't know. We still don't know if Haitian migrants have been killing cats. But we have spoken with the person who had posted this original post. And it seems to be the post from which all emerges. So she was stating, warning to all about our beloved pets and those around us. My neighbor informed me that her daughter's friend had lost her cat. She checked pages, kennels, asked around, etc. One day she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians live, and saw her cat hanging from a branch, like you would do a deer for butchering. And they were carving it up to eat. I've been told they are doing this to dogs. They have been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and geese. As I was told that last bit by rangers and police, please keep a close eye on those animals. And they located this girl, and they ended up saying, well, we discovered that she was wrong about the source. It wasn't her neighbor's daughter. It was an acquaintance of a friend rather than her daughter's friend. But we said, okay, but can we get to the acquaintance of a friend? Or as this emerged in this woman's mind, Or can we go? Can we follow the route? Can we find? Has there been who's our friend and who's the acquaintance? So I'm still left with no matter how deep they investigate this thing. John Drake says, I did see a video of a couple of cats on a barbecue in someone's backyard. Yeah, I saw this video. That's published by Christopher Ruffo. But it's a video from some other town, and it was some other migrants. It wasn't Haitian. But... And so you're like, okay, so there's other black people that were cooking cats on a barbecue, but they don't qualify as Haitian migrants in Ohio right now. And this is where I see victory. Because if it's common enough that you now find the evidence that the story may not be exactly true where it was told, but you have a flow of other stories coming in nationally. I mean, it's been a fucking national issue that no one was talking about, but for years people have been filming Africans cooking cats on barbecues, and now we're just learning about it as people are interested to fact check President Trump. This is where it's fucking victory. It's like, okay, people are realizing that there are behavioral, cultural incompatibility going on here. People are making montages that just show the... See, I saw that Nick Fuentes is saying, I'm not at war with Sneeko. You know, I don't want any trouble with him. It's okay. But it's still important. I'm not going at war with Sneeko. I'm not at war with anyone. I'm always at war against lies, though. I'm at war against falsehoods and people veering and changing their views. And I'm not at war with Sneeko, but it's important that we examine the differences of a Sneeko that's trying to charm a right-wing audience and then a Sneeko who's leaving them behind. And people are making montages. They're quite shocking. This is Sneeko compared across over a year.
White people created America. Like this narrative that like Chinese people built the railroads. Who hired the Chinese people to build the railroads? Well, slaves, they picked some cotton. Slaves didn't build America. White people did. They were the engineers, the designers, the one creating all the deals. White people created America. White people, the United States of America is a white country.
How is it that we have a Sneeko capable of saying this a year ago?
Built by white people. It was created by white people. It is what it is. I'm not white. I live here. I know I'm never really gonna, but that's the truth. And everybody likes to cope about that fact because it's...
Well, you're now coping about that fact.
Seems racist for some reason. But white people are the only group of people that aren't even allowed to have their own nation. If we say Japan should say Japanese, nobody cares. If we say Africa should say black, nobody cares. When white people try to have their own country, no! Take all these refugees now! Why? Force them to do that. And it's true. The reason that we have like all the cities, for example, places like California, New York are voting left is because there's so many brown people, because they're losing the white majority. The states that have the white majority, they always vote for Trump. The states that have a giant brown refugee population, a bunch of me's running around, they start voting for Kamala Harris and never true. Like they start voting for the...
Well, that's racial thinking, Sneeko. Do you feel that you're diverging away from your Muslim faith as you engage in this thinking? Do you feel that a white person would say what you're saying there? Do you feel that they would have abandoned Christianity? It seems to me that racial thinking is totally compatible with religious thinking.
The people like Joe Biden just signed a bill saying that he wants to give another $25 billion to Ukraine. Everybody who voted for Biden, if anybody actually did vote for Biden, were people that just hated Trump so much because it believed in the PSYOP that he's racist. So if you want America to stay the way, like if you want the good parts of America to remain and you don't want your cities burning on fire, you don't want people pushing over cars, throwing cones at cops, lighting the police station on fire because of a George Floyd video with like some guy dying on fentanyl, then you need a white majority. Because white people aren't White people aren't the ones burning museums. They aren't lighting. White people don't light targets on fire. Sorry. Like, I don't know why people don't talk about this or why this is controversial in the first place to say this, but everybody realize. No.
What about Christians, though? Could you state so confidently stuff about Christians? And here I mean white Christians, black Christians, brown Christians. Could you be so confident in your assessment of behavior as you are with this statement about race?
Notices this and they can't talk about it. Why? It's true. White people aren't the ones lighting target on fire. It's black people.
Okay, so that was Sneeko just a year ago. Now what is he saying?
Reason that they're lying, so comfortable lying about a Christian country, their Christian brothers in Haiti, is because they don't consider them people. They don't consider them brothers at all. The reason that the earthquake might have happened in Haiti, not the Dominican Republic, is because they practice something called voodoo. They call themselves Christians in Haiti, but at the same time, they practice a voodoo, like an African voodoo version of Christianity. But the vast majority of Haitians, if you've ever met and talked to them, they're Christian, they're Catholic. They like will bury period blood and like mix it with hair, put it in the ground. They'll do demonic rituals where people start like vibrating and shaking. You hear a language, Sakmase Mapule, that you don't understand, and you think these are retards. Some of the people like will fuck horses. So maybe that was God punishing this island for practicing witchcraft and trying to conjure the devil in order to get power. So all they say is you should just leave. You should leave America. Leave the country. Bye. We don't like you. This should be a white country. When was this ever a white country?
See, this is where it's a lie. I'm sorry, Sneeko. But we have quotes of you acknowledging the truth that America was a white country. You knew this 1 year ago. Now you're lying about it. Why? What's the difference? What happened here? When was America ever a white country? Well, for the vast majority of its existence, from its founding, where it was basically an ongoing war with the Native Americans, and then ongoing wars between the English and the French, and eventually between the English and the Spanish. And all of this, these moments up to today, it's been a white majority country. And it was a vast majority until 1980. Until the changes to immigration of 1965 took effect and eventually brought in more diversified people. So when was America a white nation? Well, exactly when you said it was 1 year ago. In its history, in most of its history.
White people created America. White people created America. The United States of America is a white country. It was built by white people. It was created.
So there he is, full contradiction with himself. Well, I'm not going at war with Sneeko, but it's important that we hold people to some standard. Sneeko owes an explanation to the internet here. Who's paying you now? Did you get a switch off? Did you get a sponsor? Did your father sponsor a Jewish stream? Was it a special Jewish advertisement bought on your stream? What happened so that you change your view totally? And here we have now, the police are so used to be filmed that at this point they say, enjoy the show, folks, before they arrest the guy. I want to watch the video, but Shrink Mamel has sent a super chat. He says, all I ever wanted in my life is a stable woman near me. I never thought I would be doing international travel to Asia to find someone. This has been a very blackpilling experience. Absolutely. I think that your case is a stunning case of the absolute shit that the dating market is, man. I hope that things change across generations, but we are in this hell that we're living and there's no fixing it. Hopefully you find something out there, but holy shit, the state of womanry is fucking low. Silver Spider says, it's a shame we live in a world where nobody feels obligated to take on JF in conversation. Yeah, and that's the problem. That's another aspect of the black pill. It's like, okay, people just don't care about it being on the record that they contradict, that they lie, that they plagiarize. It's like, man, I'm going to be out here for the next decades writing your obituaries, and I'm going to take a shit on your tombs. I'm going to call you a piece of garbage the day you die, the hour you die. Don't you want to have a little more positive ending? No, they don't care. They don't care. It sucks. It sucks. We now have a black rights activist who considers that he has not threatened the police and so he shouldn't be arrested. But if there's a warrant for your arrest, bro, you can't just stay in your car and claim rights.
This officer is trying to unlock my car. This officer is unlocking my car. They just illegally entered my car. And I'm being forcefully removed.
Take a look at me. I'm a fucking specimen right here, buddy.
Sir, I'm not on my last. My hands are up.
I love the white guy trying with words.
On camera.
All right.
I'm in those threats.
You're going to get your ass looked in front of fucking Lord and all creation. I'm going to give you.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to address this question because I'm fucking tired. There's all these people on social media making these false hypotheses, and they're like, aha, caught you. Like, JF, what if you had the choice between a neighbor, and this is what Bad Monk is saying here. What if you had the choice between a 110 IQ brown person or a 70 IQ white? And let's say the 70 IQ white is criminal and he's a murderer. Would you want to live beside him? It's like, I cut you. You're not so much about race. This is not the choice I'm in front of. It's like, okay, you've just inverted the labels of the white race, and you now call the white race black and you call the black race white. It's like, oh, Jeff, you're a black nationalist. You chose to live in the high IQ, low criminality, black population. Like, bro, you are inventing side realities here. Maybe I'd be a black nationalist in some parallel universe. Okay. But in the reality that we are, I don't have the choice to live between a 70 IQ white population and a 110 IQ brown population. It's not the choice I'm in front of right now. So it's like, try to consider the fact that not everything has to be boiled down to radical essentialism. And try to understand the fact that sometimes you may come to your preferences based on societal observations of your actual world. You know, the empirical world in which you live, the only one that you ultimately matter. And try to understand, please, that thought experiments with hypotheticals are ways to come at principles sometimes, but they are not ways to debunk a pragmatically, empirically based position. I don't want to live in a... I don't have to choose between a 70 IQ white criminal crowd because they're not out there. It's not what I'm observing. What I'm observing is I have the choice between a 100 IQ white population that is low criminality or higher criminality and lower IQ populations. That's all there is. That's the only choice.
One more chance.
I'm being threatened.
You can bring that with you. I'll let you film threatened. The whole thing.
I'm being threatened
no,
right now.
I'm giving you a
and
chance.
I am not doing anything. I
feel I'm giving
unsafe.
You a chance.
I feel unsafe. And I'm in no threat to these three officers.
Well, okay, but they seem like they have decided to arrest you, so that's done. You could facilitate the work, and you could reduce the risk to yourself, because we could have a George Floyd moment here. So you can be capricious and keep your belt. They're just going to have to undo it and take you out of there.
My hands are up. I am doing nothing wrong to provoke anybody or anything. making sure this is all recorded. I've just been threatened by a lawful officer. I have just been threatened by a law officer as two other officers stand by and say absolutely nothing. Willing to participate. My rear, my passenger door was open. My driver door was open. I have it on camera. He rolled my window down to do so.
I'm giving you to the count of three,
sir. I'm still giving
you. You know it's going to be good. It's at this point, there's kind of an expectation of enjoyment. It's like, oh, it's going to happen. He's going to have to arrest him.
On camera. I am not resisting. I'm making sure it is being known. I am not resisting.
Okay.
My hands are up. One hand on this camera.
Hey, come on,
my seatbelt is being arrested.
As long as your hands are up, that's fine.
I'm not resisting.
As long as your hands are up.
I was unlawfully.
Hey, come on
out. Sir, please do not touch me, sir.
Keep your phone out.
Sir, please do not touch me.
See, that's where we're coming to a disagreement.
Sir, do not touch me. That's where we're coming to a disagreement. This is comedy.
I'm giving you to the count of three.
Sir, do it. I'm not touching this officer. It's on camera.
And now the police is going to watch. He's going to look at the camera and he's going to say, enjoy the show, folks.
My hand is by my
own car right now.
I'm being threatened.
Now you're under arrest. Now you're under arrest for disobeying the law and disobeying an officer. I'm giving you
lawfully
to the count of three.
This officer has threatened me and I'm making it known I am no threat to this
officer.
I've been threatened.
Watch the show,
folks. My life is in danger. My life is in danger.
How do you like that? Huh? Put your hands
back. This is a case where the arrestee was filming himself, so we don't get to see the finale. Final comment before we close the show. Daniel Akikaju says, white identitarians, we just don't want immigration. We want to preserve our culture and identity. It's important to us. It's our family. Muslims, I can sympathize with your plight. Maybe we can work out a situation where Muslims have a caliphate in the Muslim world. All Muslims go live under it, and white nations agree not to invade, bomb, and impose gay feminist liberalism on everyone. White identitarians. By the way, whites are superior to black. We're superior to you with your desert religion. There's a lot of strawman in there, and I'm not even going to read the rest. But this is a trend of Muslims somehow in this whole interaction with Sneeko, thinking like they are entitled to tell white people what they should do or call them out on their strategy or their perception of themselves. To be clear, whatever you brown people think about white people, you can think about it and feel free to think whatever you want, and it won't impact at all what we decide and what we do. Ultimately, you are not entitled to controlling or impacting white people's decision-making and sovereignty, so whatever. Think whatever you want. Think of us as racial supremacists. It really doesn't matter. And it's so much, people were pointing out how this is so alike what the Jews do. We're basically discovering that the Muslims, they're kind of like the Jews. They are at the border between races. They are subversive of any definition of self for white people, and it's a very disappointing. And as Andrew Wilson was pointing out, it's ultimately a demonstration that this whole idea of a Christian Muslim alliance doesn't work. Maybe on point by point, maybe on some societal question, we can benefit from talking to each other, but fundamentally they are a race that have taken a different direction than the white race. And it shows when they say this kind of thing, like as if the preservation of ourselves was unjustified or criticizable or was some sort of racial supremacy. I don't care if you call it racial supremacy. Have you ever asked yourself if you had a race worth preserving? Wouldn't you be wanting to preserve it? Olaf Jenkins sends a super chat. He says, should we read to blacks to red pill them, JF? No, you shouldn't ever teach anything to anyone. You should never try to help people in any way, because you are just creating dependence when you do this. You are just pushing people into a cycle of dependence evolutionarily. You are helping the. You should never help humanitarian causes, because you're ultimately saving people from a death that they should have met. You're playing with evolution. You're playing God. And finally, a 10 out of 10 beauty. Let's have a look at this. Oh, 10 out of 10 beauty on the whatever podcast.
Stifler, he does ask everyone to rate their looks on a scale of 1 to 10.
I will give myself a 10 out of 10.
I went through a lot of therapy to get myself to where I feel like I'm a 10 out of 10, so I'm gonna remove myself from this conversation because I'm not gonna let a podcast undo years of therapy. Thank you.
I'm a little confused.
There are some people... It takes a little more investment to make them believe they are 10 out of 10. For her, it was years of therapy. I don't want to break this. I don't want to break this. If she's been putting it together to the point where she considers she's a 10, let it be. Thank you.